And I'm with Simon Scaldanelli, multi-talented musician who lives in the heart of Brittany right here. Yeah. I'm lucky to have heard your latest recording, which is called Make Us Happy. I'm interested to know what your favourite kind of music is. Where are you going with your own music?
I don't have a favourite type of music. I have got increasingly bored with popular music in the sense that I hear retreads of everything now. So, you know, there's all sorts of stuff out there that just sounds like something that was done 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. So I just follow my own path, which can take me all over the place. So the last album is quite an eclectic mix of musicians. It's kind of got a ramshackle, folksy, almost Balkan-y feel in some areas. Somebody said it's got a slight country twang on one or two others.
There's certainly very catchy songs, because it's been going through my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, I really like to write songs that that I can sing, that I like to sing. And so in terms of the sort of lyrical content, the lyrics are really important. So all the songs are stories. There's no moon, June stuff for me. In fact, I shoot people who say moon and June. And, you know, the love light in your eyes is, sorry, mate, but if you're still writing love light in your eyes, go and retire, because it's been done 35 years ago, probably.
So what are your subjects of interest then? What do you to sing about?
I like to sing about anything that is interesting to me. And, for example, on that album, the song Whirlwind, I think, it's probably the track one on the album, I believe it is. Whirlwind, it's a tale of migrants, I suppose. It's about a perilous journey across several continents to reach safety. But it's not explicit. It doesn't talk about migrants. It just talks about people on a journey. And I'm part of the story in as much as I put myself in the tale. And I'm being led by somebody who's wiser and cleverer than me and finds a way to safety. So that's, you know, that's one subject. One of the songs is about a dagger, the life story of a dagger that's obviously performed some fairly heinous tasks. Then I've got a song called Annual General Meeting, which is about capitalism and how all-consuming and destructive and horrible it is. And so there is politics in some of my songs, and sometimes it's not overt, but there is a little bit of politics in some of it. But I write about anything. The new album that I'm working on, that I've just launched a Kickstarter for, I've got a song about an Edwardian lady who drowns herself when she becomes pregnant, getting her boyfriend is just going off to war. He gets killed. So they never marry, but anyway, before he goes off to war, the inevitable happens and she's shamed and throws herself into the sea. So I've got one song about that, which is cheerful. I write about myself, of course. I've got a song about patience, or not having any. Yeah. So the song called Patience starts with patience is a virtue that I've never had time to learn. I've been much too busy making up for lost time.
You don't do cover versions, do you?
No, I don't. And I usually tell my French audiences, who are very, very receptive to my music, that not that they ever ask for covers, but I usually say I don't sing other people's songs because they don't sing mine. And so why would I? So, yeah.
You've recently moved here to Brittany.
Yeah.
You're installed in a lovely setting, surrounded by fields and everything. It's a country life.
Yeah.
Why have you chosen Brittany?
I just love it. I've had a long association with France, right, going back to the 70s. I've hitchhiked around Europe in the early 70s. I used to live in a camping van. Well, it was actually an old Ford Transit delivery van with a double bed bolted to the floor and a pair of Wharfdale speakers under the airplane seats. But I used to live in that in 75, 76 and drive from Amsterdam, where I'd spend the winter playing in clubs. And then once the weather picked up, I'd sort of travel around Europe busking, and Germany and Switzerland were the best for money, but France was always good fun. And I'd do the south coast and do Nice and Saint-Tropez and all the rest of it, and be this long-haired scruffy guy amongst all the yachts and rich people. And I guess in about 2000 I bought a small derelict house up in Normandy with an acre of land in the middle of farmland, which was really just a holiday home, and used to visit that regularly. And then about 3 years ago I came to Brittany, and I hadn't really explored it before, and I just absolutely loved it. So,
what do you think of the music scene?
Love it. It's brilliant. There's so much of it. I mean, everything from the traditional Breton music to the jazz and blues, and just there's so much music going on. It's great.
You've travelled all over Europe,
yeah,
you say.
Yeah.
You've also been in the States. I can hear that in your music.
Really? That's interesting.
Okay, so you've picked up influences in the States.
Yeah.
Are you picking up influences in Brittany?
I'm sure I am. I think as a writer, you pick up influences wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you listen to, or at least you should if you're listening to anything. So I'm sure I am. And I do go to as many musical events as I can, and I do see quite a lot of different types of music.
You built a studio here. Is that for your own purposes, or do you intend to invite other musicians to join you?
It's one of those things. I have to have a studio to work in. I've worked in studios all my life, and so I built the studio for me, but in order to pay for it, I hope to attract a few clients here and there. I've already done one small project with a French band, an album. They haven't quite finished it yet. We've got about two more days to go. But yes, it's open for business, so people can get in touch with me. And it's a fantastic place, and I have lovely equipment. I've been doing this a long time, and it's good. It's always the dream. It was my dream back in those days, 70s, I suppose, to have a country in the studio, man, you know, away from it all. So here I finally have my sort of studio in the middle of nowhere. I can make as much noise as I like. I could have a drummer out in the garden if I wanted to at 3 a.m. It wouldn't matter. And I probably will this summer, actually.
It's great. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.